Well, Dermot, 6-18 to 8 points, I suppose it tells the tale.
It's a good enough result for us, Tom. You know, it's look, we knew Terman was going to be up for it, and they showed that in the first couple of minutes, like, and they really put it up to us for the first 15-20 minutes of that game. But we pulled away now, you know, midway through the first half, and thankfully, you know, we tagged on plenty of scores, you know, as the course of the game went on. So we're you know, we're happy with the result today, but we've plenty of work to do in our own system of play too.
Yeah, two goals in the first half were big scores for you, weren't they?
They were. Look at any goal in the championship game is big, but you know, when you get two in the first half, it's massive. So it was a good building block for us, like, and you know, as I said, we pushed on then over the course of the 60 odd minutes or so.
Yeah, and you didn't let up. You added four more in the second half, you know. There's a route that's there this year maybe that I haven't seen in a while.
I think so. Look at this team's, you know, looking to do back-to-back. You know, we've never done it at senior level before, and it's something that we would love to do. So, look, we're just trying to improve, you know, week in and week out. It hasn't been an easy year, obviously, with the way the lockdown fell. But, you know, we kept ourselves grounded, and we kept training hard during that, on our own. And then we got back as a group then, and, you know, we've managed to push on now this couple of weeks. So, hopefully now, the next few weeks now, will be kind to us.
And it's a new-look team, a lot of young players coming in, a lot of pace, a lot of speed, a lot of power, a lot of size in that team.
Okay. Look at, there's a mighty squad there, Tom, and you know, you've seen the boys that even weren't on today, like Leo and Wade and Brendy and players like that. And you know, it's important too to try and get them back into the, you know, the setup again, because they're you know, always big players for us. But you know, it's always good to see the youth coming through as well, and we're very lucky, you know, when they've come in the last couple of years that we've pulled through you know, another couple of, you know, young players. So it's brilliant for us.
Yeah, Charles McInnes at full forward, obviously, yeah. his second year in, Nathan Bourne in the middle of the field, a giant of a man.
Look at, they're two great players, Nathan, you know, and Charlie, and you know, they're only going to improve. As I said, you know, they're only young fellas yet, like, and you know, every game that they get in championship football, you know, in Donegal's, you know, will stand to them. So yeah, look, there's a lot of positives to, you know, take out of the team.
Yeah, 28 points in it in the end. Would you be a little concerned, you know, maybe say the young fellas might get carried away with it?
I don't think so. No, that's one thing. I think in New Connell, you know, you'll not get carried away. There's plenty of boys there to manage situations like that. And, you know, we probably know ourselves that last maybe 10 minutes, 5 minutes of that game probably wasn't good enough. You know, on our behalf, we could have maybe been more clinical. But anyway, look, we're gonna focus now whenever we get the draw now on Sunday night, and look forward to the game next weekend.